Japan's economy may be headed to the dogs, and apparently so are the people. Canines never have been so popular, and Japanese pet shops are enjoying a bonanza. But owning a dog in a country as crowded as Japan presents some unique problems, the BBC's Charles Scanlon reports.
At most apartment blocks in Tokyo, it's forbidden to keep a pet larger than a hamster. But at this block in the northeast of the city, big dogs are not only tolerated, they're specially catered for. In the communal grooming room, a Dalmatian gets a blow-dry after his shower, an important requirement in hygiene-obsessed Japan. He then boards a lift treated with insecticide, while a warning light lets other residents know there's an animal on board. The flats are proving popular, and company spokesman Tsutomu Hirano says many more are planned. In Western countries, there's a big yard and a big house, and the dogs come and go as they please. There's no barrier. But in Japan, we take our shoes off when we go inside. We never used to consider allowing pets into the house. But now families are having fewer children, and there are more elderly people. And so there's growing demand for pets as family members, and we're trying to accommodate that.
But the problems don't end once you've found a place for your dog to live. This specialised dog park is one of the few places in densely packed Tokyo where dogs are allowed to run free, off the leash. It's the idea of a company eager to capitalise on Japan's pet boom, and entry to such a sanctuary of course comes at a price, the equivalent of $12 a time. The dog park is barely 50 metres square and it quickly gets crowded at weekends, but some of the visitors have travelled an hour by train just to get here. The director of the park says the company has ambitious plans to take over the sites of bankrupt companies.
There are 10 million dogs in Japan and the number is growing all the time as society ages. We intend to franchise another 20 dog parks this year, and after that, 1,000 or more across the country.
For many, the obstacles to dog ownership cannot be overcome, but even for them, there is hope. This long-haired dachshund has been rented by a young couple, a real bargain at just 500 yen, or $4 for a leisurely walk around the block.
We can't keep a dog in our apartment, so we decided to try to make friends with a hired dog. But I'm not sure if it's a good thing for the dog, because lots of different people come here, and he has to go out with the new people all the time.
Still, the dogs at this shop look eager enough to get out, and appear none too fussy about who takes them. More and more pet shop owners are offering animals for hire. It might just be the solution for Japan's hard-pressed dog lovers.
The BBC's Charles Scanlon reporting from Tokyo.